Thanks for joining me on the Compass Podcast. I get the opportunity today to discuss the benefits of stretching. I want to first talk about the different types of stretching and the reasons we might use them or avoid them. Number one would be static stretching. The goal of static stretching is to elongate the muscle by applying a low force over a long duration, usually at least 15 to 30 seconds, but it can be over 2 minutes. This will result in increased range of motion of the joint, decrease musculotendinous stiffness, and reduce risk of muscle strain injuries. However, static stretching as a part of a warm-up has been shown to actually decrease muscle strength immediately following stretching and has been shown to be detrimental in immediate post-performance of running and jumping. Number two would be dynamic stretching. This type of stretching usually mimics the functional movement, sport, or activity being performed and is a repetitive motion. This will help the body slowly become accustomed to that movement so that during sport or activity, you will have improved neuromuscular and motor control. It involves moving a limb through its full range of motion and repeating this several times. This type of stretching is most effective as a warm-up prior to sport or activity. As an example, for a swimmer, this could involve making multiple arm circling motions prior to entering the water. Ballistic stretching is a type of dynamic stretching, but can be dangerous and should be performed by trained athletes or under the direction of an athletic trainer or physical therapist. This involves rapid and forceful bouncing movements intended to quickly and repetitively stretch the muscles. The third is PNF, or proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation. This type of stretching involves contractions of muscles, usually then followed by a passive stretch by a partner of either those same muscles or the antagonist muscles. This is a more advanced form of stretching and should be done with individuals trained in the technique. An important principle is knowing when not to stretch. Number one, if you already have hypermobility at that joint or if you have hypermobility in general. Hypermobility is when the muscle or joint is already stretched too far or moves too much. This can leave the muscle or joint susceptible to injury. Signs that you may be hypermobile could include things such as being able to touch your entire palms to the ground with your knees straight or bend your thumb all the way back until it touches your wrist. This is more common in women. If you don't know if you have hypermobility, come and see one of our physical therapists. Number two, if you have a fracture and before bone healing has been completed. If you do have a recent fracture, stretching should be under the direction of a physician and physical or occupational therapist. Number three, if there is infection or inflammation, including swelling, is present in the joint, stretching could worsen the inflammation or swelling. Number four, if you have sharp pain with joint movement or muscle stretch, in this case, you actually could have an injury to the muscles, tendon, or bones involved in the joint, and stretching may worsen this injury. Number five, if you have bruising or other soft tissue injuries, if this is the case, allow your body time to completely heal before initiating or resuming stretching. I'd like to now discuss how often and how long we should stretch. An article from the International Journal of Sports Physical Therapy titled Current Concepts in Muscle Stretching for Exercise and Rehabilitation states, for a general fitness program, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends static stretching for most individuals that is preceded by an active warm-up at least 2 to 3 days per week. Each stretch should be held for 15 to 30 seconds and repeated 2 to 4 times. It goes on to state, older adults may need longer stretch times than the recommended 15 to 30 seconds. Phelan et al. Found that 60-second holds of static stretches were associated with greater improvements in hamstring flexibility in older adults compared to shorter duration holds. 10 weeks of static stretching of the trunk muscles was able to increase spinal mobility, combined flexion and extension range of motion in older adults. Static stretching of the hip flexors and extensors may also improve gait in older adults. Additionally, the article states, stretching performed as part of a warm-up prior to exercise is thought to reduce passive stiffness and increase range of motion during exercise. In general, It appears that static stretching is most beneficial for athletes requiring flexibility for their sports, e.g. gymnastics, dance, etc. Dynamic stretching may be better suited for athletes requiring running or jumping performance during their sports, such as basketball players or sprinters. As a final review, there are multiple different benefits to stretching that the literature supports. Stretching can improve performance in physical activities, decrease risk of musculotendinous injury, help your joints move through their full range of motion, enable muscles to work most effectively, reduce post-exercise soreness, return neuromuscular balance between muscle groups, improve circulation, and relieve muscle pain. Thank you for taking the time to listen. If you have any questions about the benefits of stretching or how to go about it, please contact one of our physical therapists. We'd be happy to help. Have a great day.